Every 10 years, Alaska's political lines are redrawn to reflect changes in population. In an ideal world, the state's redistricting board takes the results of the U.S. Census, tries to divide the state into regions with equal population, and finalizes a map before the next election cycle. That didn't happen this go-round. It's been nearly 3 years since the redistricting board first came together, and Alaska still doesn't have its political boundaries settled. Last month, the redistricting board offered yet another set of maps for review, and they're now taking testimony on their plans in Alaska's major cities. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez was at the Fairbanks meeting, and she's here to talk with us today. Hello, Alexandra.
Hi, Lori.
How did we get to this point?
Well, as you mentioned, it's been a long process. For decades, the redistricting board has had to follow two sets of guidelines. On the state level, the Hickel process, which was named for former Governor Wally Hickel, requires the board to follow the Alaska state constitution and create districts that are compact, share cultural and economic interests, and aren't being broken up into funny shapes. Then, at the federal level, the state was required by the Voting Rights Act to make sure that Alaska Natives maintained a certain level of political influence. What the board did was follow the federal guidelines first. The courts ruled that approach was unconstitutional, and what we were left with was a temporary map for last year's elections and a redistricting board that was told to start the process over.
So, Alexandra, what options are before the redistricting board now?
There's kind of a mess of them. The redistricting board offered seven of their own plans, and on top of that, a group in Fairbanks that initially sued over redistricting offered a map. So did the Ketchikan Gateway Borough, so did a Republican group, which also offered another revision, and we also saw three different versions of a map from Chulista. All of that has left the public kind of confused as to what their districts will look like and who their elected officials might be. At the meeting in Fairbanks today, a number of people testifying complained that they hardly knew which map to comment on because there were just so many options, and they can all get a little bit complicated. I mean, we're talking maps of the whole state here, divided at the neighborhood level.
How does last week's U.S. Supreme Court decision overriding some of the Voting Rights Act affect this process?
It affects it in a couple of major ways. For one, it closes the option of the board saying they need to go back to their maps to see if they have the required number of strong Native districts. So it could speed up the process a little in that regard. One interesting thing I've heard about that from operatives is that because Native districts tend to elect Democrats, the loss of the Voting Rights Act protection could potentially benefit them this cycle. Last go round, a lot of Fairbanks Democrats were included in rural districts because of that requirement, and that triggered a lot of cries of gerrymandering after two Fairbanks Democrats lost their seats. Today, we heard a lot of concerns about that, especially regarding communities near Fairbanks like Esther and Goldstream. They don't want to be paired with rural districts because they don't have that much in common. We also heard about Native villages that tend to be against development, being reluctant to be matched with more pro-development villages. For example, Arctic Village doesn't really want to be grouped in with North Slope communities.
Alexandra, where does this leave us now?
With so many maps on the table, it's hard to say what map we'll get. We could get a sort of Frankenstein map that takes bits and pieces from the redistricting board plans and some of the third-party options, too. But no matter what map we get, it's not going to please everyone. This is a very, very political process where there are winners and losers. And what we're going to see potentially is some of these unhappy people thinking about maybe taking this to court again. After the board meeting today, I even heard a couple of people saying they wanted to get all of their grievances out on the record at this meeting. So if they do go to the courts, they've got that. So it's possible that the end might not be in sight.
All right. Thanks for joining us and giving us that update, Alexandra.
My pleasure.
That was APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez speaking with us today from Fairbanks.